Good day, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori reporting for Financial Services Online, bringing you the finance news wrap for this Wednesday, July 1st, 2026. We begin with an update for all motorbike enthusiasts. June's personal loan data has brought significant variations in loan rates for those looking to buy a motorcycle. If you're considering a purchase, note that rates range from competitive offers in the mid-5% zone to a staggering 29% peak. Your borrowing capacity is governed by factors such as your credit history, income, and the type of motorbike in question. So study your options carefully, pondering on extra repayments, associated fees, and loan type restrictions, particularly for used bikes. A savvy buyer always accounts for the full financing cost before getting into a commitment. Swerving over to news from the electric vehicle market, we have Chery's new compact Q model, set to be the budget EV scene disruptor, soon to hit the Australian shores. Primed to give tough competition to BYD's Atto One, currently priced as the cheapest EV at $23,990, Chery's entry will no doubt stir the waters. Remember to reflect not just on the purchase price, but all associated costs, including insurance and charging expenses. Increased competition amplifies our hopes for more Australians to comfortably switch over to EVs. And on the topic of electric vehicles, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, ASIC, has recently expressed concerns over the underlying risks in our car finance market, especially for potential EV buyers. After auditing over 350,000 loans, ASIC has identified high fees, inflated interest rates, and mismatched vehicle valuations as potential pitfalls in loans acquired via dealers and brokers. Particularly for EV loans, the volatility of prices and ever-changing models add to the layers of complexity. So to all prospective buyers out there, a word of caution. Examine all financial terms and conditions meticulously, beware of oppressive dealership deals, and thoroughly assess the alignment of loan amounts with vehicle values. And finally, our last bit of news is for all homeowners eyeing a mortgage refinance. The Australian housing market is witnessing a shift in dynamics, which in turn is impacting refinancing decisions. Metropolitan spots like Sydney and Melbourne might have to brace themselves for significant drops in house prices, whereas Perth, Brisbane, and Adelaide could still enjoy growth fueled by population hikes and housing shortages. As always, the key is knowing your financial standing and prevailing market trends to navigate through potential rate changes and lender policies. That's all for this week's Finance News Wrap. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed and financially savvy. Remember, to get all the help you need on personal and business loan finance, head over to our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay safe, Australia, and see you next week.